St. Mary's City Council met Monday night to discuss a full agenda headlined by several pieces of legislation as it relates to personnel. Under third readings, city councilors passed ordinance 2025-23 as it relates to fees to be charged in zoning subdivision regulations for the city. Ordinance 2025-25 as it relates to a three-year contract with Efficiency Smart to provide energy efficiency services to city customers, and resolution 2025-15 as it relates to documenting the city's position regarding naming of addresses. There were seven pieces of new legislation read by City Council, with five having to do with personnel. Councilors held the first readings of ordinances as it relates to wages and benefits for the fire chief, police chief, and other non-bargaining positions within the police department, supervisory personnel and non-represented employees, as well as the director of public service and safety. Councilors also held the first reading to approve a one-year contract with the dispatchers. All those will come back for their second reading at the next meeting. Councilors also held the first reading of a resolution authorizing the disposition of city property via GovDeals. The city has used this website for more than a decade, netting it more than $600,000 from sales of city assets that are no longer needed. Councilors, under suspension of rules, also approved resolution 2025-17, authorizing the appropriation of $40,083.83 into the Refuse Improvement Fund. Under the resolution, the auditor would then transfer the total of $60,083.83 into the Refuse Revenue Fund to help offset a negative balance. The negative balance is the result of a large expenditure in the Refuse Department as well as ongoing rate studies. Councilors then entered executive session to discuss collective bargaining with the fire department. When councilors reconvened in regular session, councilors approved a tentative agreement with the union on a three-year contract. Before adjourning, councilors set a finance committee meeting for 5:15 p.m. December 1st to further discuss the 2026 budget.